life. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So today we are talking about the fourth state to be admitted to the Union on this day in 1788.
Yes, the fourth state.
The fourth state. Any idea what that could be? It was Georgia.
Really? Way
Georgia.
Down
there. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So founded in 1732 as the province of Georgia and first settled in 1733, Georgia became a British royal colony in 1752.
Oh.
It was the last and southernmost of the original 13 colonies to be established, named after King George II of Great Britain.
I always forget that's one of the 13 colonies.
I know, right? Me too. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome. So named after King George II of Great Britain, the Georgia colony covered the area from South Carolina south to Spanish Florida and went west to French Louisiana at the Mississippi River.
So
big territory.
Sure.
On January 2nd, 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the United States Constitution and enter the Union.
Welcome.
Following the Civil War, it was the last state to be restored to the Union also on July 15th, 1870.
All right.
Georgia is the largest state east of the Mississippi River. It's also the 24th, the 24th largest state in area and the 8th most populous.
I did not know any of this stuff.
So, you know, Georgia is known as the Peach State.
I do know, yeah.
But it's also the country's top producer of pecans, peanuts, and Vidalia onions.
All kinds of treats.
Yes.
And Vidalia onions.
Vidalia onions.
Yeah.
The state's onions are actually considered some of the sweetest in the world.
Is that right?
That's right. And Gainesville in Northeast Georgia touts itself as the poultry capital of the world.
Wow.
And Georgia is also in the top five blueberry producers.
No way.
In the United States.
What,
so
what
not just peaches. Not just peaches.
No, all kinds of treats.
Covering 700 square miles, Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp, which is just a blast to say.
Okefenokee.
It's the largest swamp in North America.
Is that right?
It spans 438,000 acres of South Georgia and northern Florida. Due to its immense size and array of natural diversity, it's considered one of Georgia's natural wonders.
Ugh.
It's also the largest blackwater swamp in North America. More than 600,000 visitors from as many as 46 countries travel to the Okefenokee Refuge each year to enjoy its unmatched wilderness.
They want to
see. They go down to the swamp.
How far do they come to see a swamp? How many countries?
At least as many as 46 countries.
Wow.
As many as 46.
To see, I'm here to see the swamp.
Yes.
Is it over there? Is that the swamp?
Is that it? Yeah. It's pretty big. You probably can't miss it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So there are 16 Fortune 500 companies and 26 Fortune 1000 companies with headquarters in Georgia, including Coca-Cola, Chick-fil-A, CNN, Delta Airlines, the Centers for Disease Control, and Home Depot. And Decatur, Georgia, is also home to the very first Waffle House.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Today, the restaurant acts as the Waffle House Museum, featuring memorabilia from the chain's history. And Georgia is what?
I just think you come from far off lands, you go to see the swamp, and then you go to the Waffle House Museum.
Go have breakfast at the Waffle House. Absolutely.
The Waffle House Museum.
The museum, right. Yes. I'm sure they also serve waffles.
I hope so.
Right? Yeah. So since 1972, more than 700 film and TV projects have been filmed on location in Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia actually overtook California in 2016 as the state with the most feature films produced on location.
That's pretty wild.
Yes.
Yeah.
Atlanta has been called the Hollywood of the South, and TV shows like Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, The Vampire Diaries, and The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, of course.
Have all been filmed in the state. Movies, too, like Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Contagion, Hidden Figures, The Hunger Games, Captain America, Black Panther, and many, many more
have all
been filmed around Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to film there.
Yeah, they have tax breaks, right?
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
So over the weekend, in Tallapoosa, Georgia.
I'm sorry?
Thousands of people gathered to watch the New Year's possum drop. The possum drop.
Possum drop, okay.
Now, Spencer...
Oh, no. Is it the possum?
It's a taxidermy opossum named Spencer.
Oh, so it's a real possum that died. They stuffed it and then they drop it.
Yeah. Spencer is his name.
Okay.
And he is suspended in a wire ball wrapped with Christmas lights and is kept at ground level most of the night so that, you know, you can see him and get your pictures, take some selfies with him.
Right.
At about 11:30, he is raised to the top of the Kane Law Firm building there in Tallapoosa. and is slowly lowered to the ground to signify the start of the new year.
So they don't drop him.
No, it's slow. It's nice.
Just up and down.
That's right. Spencer was a real opossum found dead in the wild and was stuffed by a local taxidermist. The event has grown over the last 5 years and attracts visitors from all over the country who travel to Tallapoosa to celebrate New Year's Eve.
The swamp, and watch the Waffle Museum, and then you come over
and
here.
And the possum drop. What more could you need?
Well,
that sounds like a vacation
thing.
To me.
It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Georgia. It's got it all. You picked out a record to go along with Georgia, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels.
There you go, Sarah. He went down to see the swamp.
Yeah. And the possum drop.
And the possum drop. Yeah. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Georgia.
Yes.
Because it became our fourth state on this day in 1788.
Wonderful. Fourth state. Still astounds me, even though you just told me that a few minutes ago. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go!
All right. Well, it's known as the Peach State. Georgia is also the country's top producer of pecans, peanuts, and Vidalia onion.
Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp is the largest in North America.
And in 2016, Georgia overtook California as the state with the most feature films produced on location.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. In fact, I was in Jamie Foxx, I think, when he, remember he had that medical episode? Was that earlier last year?
That was this past year too, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was shooting something down in Georgia as well when he had that medical.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and I was telling you during the song, Georgia's one of those states that it's not that I've never been to Georgia. I've been through the airport, which doesn't really count, but I've driven through Georgia on a number of occasions driving down to Florida, but never really stopped other than for gas.
Yeah.
And it's one of those states that it feels like it would be a fun, like a nice place to spend some time.
Totally.
Savannah, Atlanta. Yeah. Anyway. And the
Tallapoosa.
Yes, please. What is it again?
Tallapoosa.
Tallapoosa.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's by Alabama.
It's on the border
of
Alabama. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
You missed the possum drop, but maybe next year.
Yes. Jeez. All
start
right.
Planning now.
Yeah.
Book your ticket.
Same possum forever, though.
I'm pretty sure.
Taxidermied well. Folks want to learn more about Georgia. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Course, if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
New year, but the same location of the blog. You got it. Hey, back tomorrow. Fresh episode for number two of the year.
Absolutely.
We'll see you here then at 4:10. We've got traffic and weather on the way. Little Elton John for you and your song request coming up for the legendary Drive at 5 at 5 o'clock.